Feelings from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 12, continued from May-June issue. On June 1, 1949, a simple ceremony was performed at Sri Ramanashramam to commemorate the opening of the new hall attached to the Matribhuvneshwara temple. The Maharishi was to shift his residence from the Jubilee Hall to the new hall on this day. At 9:45 a.m., pujas were being performed in the temple, the bells were ringing and priests were waving arati, light, with burning camphor when Bhagavan walked into the new hall accompanied by Brahmins chanting the Vedas. He was requested to take his seat on the new yogasana, which was aesthetically carved out of a single piece of rock and was highly polished and decorated. In his typically disinterested manner, Bhagavan acquiesced to all the requests. The new hall was made out of the same materials as the temple, with granite walls, floors, and pillars. It was a large, imposing structure, equal, everyone thought, to the grand spiritual stature for whom it was built. But ironically, by the time it was completed and a sage took up his residence in it, the mortal vitality of the Maharishi was ebbing, and all the glory and satisfaction associated with its completion was overshadowed by misgivings. In July of 1949, K.K. Nambiar brought his 16mm movie camera with him on one of his regular visits to the ashram. This time, he somehow managed to arrange for sufficient lighting to take a rare film of the sage sitting inside the new hall. The Maharishi is seen sitting on the cushioned stone couch. His legs were stretched out with two pillows under his knees, while he sits upright holding a newspaper with both hands. There is one vertical pillow on each side of his back supporting him. During the 50 seconds of this scene, he leisurely flips the pages of the newspaper, scanning the contents from top to bottom, never seeming to read any one news item completely. By this time, he had already undergone two minor surgeries on his left arm, just below the elbow. But however close we scrutinize his arm in this film, there is no apparent swelling, scar or bandage. During a period in mid-July of 1949, the tumor ceased to ooze blood and the bandage was removed. The film must have been shot at this time. The tumor was said to be still growing, yet it is not visible from the angle of the lens. The tumor was on the inner side of the left arm. Also, the Maharishi seems to be using this arm quite freely, turning the pages of the newspaper without any apparent discomfort, which in no way means that there was no discomfort at all. A profound scene ensues as he folds the newspaper, lays it on the table to his left, and assumes silence. He lifts his head, opens his eyes wide, and stares into the vast nothingness. The power of the peace which emanated from those unblinking eyes shattered the encrusted layers of many egos, soothed the despairing hearts of the suffering masses, and attracted thousands from the world over. What we now see is a 45 seconds clip of the Maharishi, assuming his natural poise. It seems the cameraman filmed him at three or four intervals, in which we later see his eyelids slightly closed, but never shut or blinking. When this film was restored and re-edited in New York in 1978, it was decided to repeat this 45-second piece seven times, extending its length to 5.5 minutes. One of the 45-second sections was re-edited as a close-up, wherein we see the face of the sage in detail. Viewers of this film, especially devotees, will find themselves transported to the silent sannidhi presence of the Maharishi as his sublime experience of self-awareness is easily imprinted on our hearts and minds. Continued in the September-October issue.